The Fog of War. So we had our big conference and I was basically underwater for months and months. And then I just sort of felt like if I can just make it to the conference, everything will be fine. And what happened was, is it was like out of the frying pan and into the fire with our product was a huge success at the conference. And that only meant to more customers, more interactions, more education, all these things. Only now am I just being able to get a sense of like who I am, what I do, who I am as a person. The mental gymnastics of being on for others and doing that for a pretty consistent 10 hours a day, borderline 14 to 16 at times, has just been exhausting. It has left me as a shell of a person. The good news is that I do feel like I'm coming out of this a little bit. And it's just, it's one of those, like, I don't know, feast or famine, all that like total, when it rains, it pours, like all of those metaphors, all of those sayings apply here. Cause like went from having a couple of customers to having like 20 to 30 and having my team taken away from me. So it's been challenging to say the least. On top of that, so I think just as a recap, built a product. It helps companies build websites, helps anyone build a website, and primarily targeted at like solving crazy large website problems, like Fortune 500 company website problems. So it's like at a completely different level. It's kind of like Apple. Like if you think about Apple and how they have to manufacture an iPhone, well, it's not that you just make one iPhone. It's that you're making millions and millions and millions of iPhones. So like a lot of people think of like websites, they're like, oh yeah, like I've got an about page and I've got a product page and I've got like maybe like 10, 20, 30 pages maybe for a typical website. You know, if you think of like a restaurant website, maybe it's got like five or whatever, but we're talking in the millions of pages for these companies. And one of the things that happened in the last month is that a Australian Department of Education came. And yeah, I thought the same thing. Yes, wow, they still have a Department of Education. But they came to us and they were like, hey, we want to use DA to build our websites for all of our schools across our entire school system. This is for New South Wales, which is like a sub-region in Australia. So it's about 2,000 schools. And so the problem here is that I am so the people pleaser. I am, you know, so what has been happening is like I wake up at 5 o'clock in the morning because my dogs wake me up because they want to eat. And so I wake up and then I'm like, okay, I'm awake. Gosh, should I get ahead for the day? And of course, there's no such thing as getting ahead. I'm underwater. It just with the amount of work and everything and the lack of people to help and everything. I'm just like I kind of just need to accept that I'm just always going to be underwater. But so I wake up at 5 and I'm like checking emails and I'm answering questions and then kind of slowly starting to like wake up and whatnot. And then if we fast forward to 5 at night, usually like 5-ish is when I start to get like actual work done. I'm not like answering questions. I'm like actually moving our product forward. The challenge is now dealing with Australia, like they kind of come into the office around 4 or 5 o'clock at night and they're like, hey, let's have meetings. And I'm like, fuck. So I have to work with them. And so what I've been doing lately is, like, it was funny. I was telling somebody, I'm like, yeah, I work from like 5 to 7. And they were like, oh, so you only work like 2 hours. And it's like, no, those, wrong 5 to 7. And it's totally insane. The good news is like Australia has mostly gotten solved, and like the high touch nature of things is mostly at bay. The challenge is, and so, like, again, this is me kind of saying, like, I'm slowly getting out of this fog of just like working insane hours, like working every weekend, working every single day. And it, you know, the thing I told my friend Carl is, like, a year ago, I was working on the weekends for fun. Like, it was like Sarah was on a screen, our kid was on a screen. I was like, okay, well, I want to be on a screen. I want to like poke at a little hobby idea that I have and see where it leads. And that's totally fine. And that's like a enjoyable experience. When you are in a situation where you have to work, that is not fun. It is not a hobby. And that's always a challenge. And also it's a challenge where if I do too much of that hobby work, I feel, funky. Like, I actually feel crappy about myself because I'm like, oh, maybe I should have mowed the lawn, or maybe I should have actually had fun, or something along those lines. So I'm constantly in a state of just beating myself up, but that's par for the course. But when I work and it's not, when I work ridiculous hours and it's not my own doing, that's when I get super stabby. But I guess the good news is like, I'm going to, like, as of tomorrow/tonight, I'm slowly, or really the last week, I've kind of been like, okay, I'm starting to figure out like how to get out of this little fog that I've been in, where I've just been like, there's no Chris, there is no camping, there is no rollerblading, there is no exercising. It's just been hardcore work all the time. What little energy I have after that has been spent on my family. And then, you know, 8, 9 o'clock rolls around and I just want to crash. So I do try to go to bed at like 10-ish, play a little bit of Zelda, which is maybe something for a different day. With that, I'll let you go. Bye.